is Jeff O'Brien with Chestnut Cambrone with another Minnesota Home Talk Legal Minute.
A large tenant anchoring a retail center may have an extensive list of restrictive uses. While granting these uses may be a necessary part of the deal, tailoring them as narrowly as possible and still achieving the tenant's goals is important to the ultimate success of the development. Smaller tenants may require exclusives as well, and each lease must contemplate that future exclusive rights will be granted. The onus is on the landlord to maintain accurate and detailed records of all exclusive rights granted within a development. If out parcels or other lots within the development are sold to third parties, those lots must be appropriately deed restricted to ensure that future owners do not cause violations. Since retailers often carry items that complement their primary products or are ancillary to them, minor violations are commonly permitted. However, where a landlord leases space to a direct competitor in clear violation of an existing tenant's rights, the penalties should be swift and extreme. The more difficult question arises when the violating party is a rogue tenant. While tenants request that their remedies be triggered for any violation, landlords need to be wary of granting reduced rent, termination rights, or the like where the violation has not been permitted and is essentially out of the landlord's control. If the landlord is taking prompt and commercially reasonable steps to cure the problem, the tenant's remedy should be milder. Since the landlord has privity of contract with both the initial tenant and the violating tenant, it will be the landlord's responsibility to enforce the exclusive rights, whether the violation is permitted by the landlord or not. If a deed restriction is put into place, the benefiting tenant should be listed as the benefited party on it so the tenant can participate in any enforcement actions.
That was Jeff O'Brien with Chestnut Cambrone.